Something that people don't hide. Nobody else really hides it, like this dam neither. Nobody cares to keep it. That one person does want to keep it. And he hides it, he takes it home and he's using it. And somebody else now comes in and carries it out of his house. Is nischayiv zeh for machshava shel zeh? This person that carries out now this dam nida, he's chayiv. And since the bailim, the owner of this dam nida, is machshav, wants to keep it, so for the bailim himself, it's called the chashav akli. And if he were carried out now, he'd be chayiv. Hatzim shirim ben loza, anybody that carries it out now is also chayiv. And since the bailim is machshav it, it's called the chashav akli for anybody. But now Mishnah says not like that. Our Mishnah says no. Even when the bailim hides it, and the bailim wants to keep it. So if the bailim carries it out, the bailim is chayiv. But anybody else carries it out, our Mishnah says he's potter. It's not like a shimmin alaza. Sal Mishnah says whoever carries it out is potter. Only the bailim is chayiv. And according to Rabbi Shimon alaza, anybody is chayiv. Sal Mishnah doesn't go according to shimmin alaza.
Hold a fine vote. The Mishnah tap. Hamoitzi tevin kamoli piporum. If you carry out on Shabbos a tevin that's drua, kamoli piporum, enough to fill up the mouth of a por of a cow, that's what you chayiv for. And this is the shear of hoitzi on Shabbos, how much you have to carry out. So that was the axiom of the Mishnah before, that there's a klal omer called akosha latiyah. Something that's chosher that you hide, that to you it's chosher. So if you carry that thing out, you chayiv for on Shabbos. Now, like we would be mad, but what's called something that's chosher to you, so if you carry out, you chayiv. So if you want to carry out tevin shtruim, there has to at least be enough to fill up the piporim. Because the purim is what eats shtruim, so the least amount is how much you fill up his mouth with. Eitzah, if you carry out eitzah, drach the forest be gemara, so some say that's a type of, also type of shtruah, is kamali pi gomel. That's already what camels eat, and you have to have a bigger shear, the size to fill up the pi gomel. Rashi nofesh yirah piporah. A camel has a bigger mouth than a cow has. Abu kamolit piporah loy mechayiv. But if you carry out from this eitzah, this other type of shruam, the amount of feed of piporah, you put them. So lechati the porah, for porah it's not growing, they don't need it. So if you not carry out something that's choshev, it's not a choshev achilam, you'll be put if you carry it out on Shabbos. Try to omir kamolit pitle. If you carry out omir, that's what tle, what little lambs eat. So that's the shear kamoli pitle. The drashi omir, that means kashin shel shibolim. Shibolim, that's the zayin, the stalks. So the kash, that's the shaft of the stalks. That's what they give to pitle, the drashi. That's nothing with pi gedi. Gedi is usually a young one, a young lamb. And then it comes to a goat. Hilkach omir de loichos le gedi. This omir, that's the shaft. That's not roi for the young ones, it's for gedi. You wouldn't be chayiv to take out enough to fill a mouthful of a gedi. You have to have the biggest share, the share of a pli tler, because the tler is the one that eats this omer. Grass, all the animals eat. Zaya tler, zaya gedi, even the young ones eat the grass. Even if you carry out a smaller shear, the shear of a pig gedi, you'll be chayiv for that. Because it's roi for gedi teetah on Shabbos. That's the Mishnah, asavim, if you carry out this grass, it's kamoli pig gedi. That's a very small shear. Even though a small kid, the mouse could fit into his mouth, a mouthful, you chayiv. That's a chashim azat, tikla matzniyah, people hide it, they keep it, you carry it out, that's called a chashim amlechas machshevis. Only shum. If you have the leaf of shum is garlic usually. The only bitzolim and the leaves of onions. Lachim. If they're wet, then people eat it. It's roi for Adam. That's kagregus. That's the shear of all haitzoi Shabbos. For oichel, for an Adam teeth, it has to be the shear of a gregus. Gregus is a dried out date. If you have the shear of a dried out date, then you chayiv simply to oichel Adam. That's the shear of kosher for a person. Trashi lachim if they're wet, haruyim liyodim. It's still roi for people to eat this, then the shear is kagregris. Any type of food you carry out on Shabbos, when you chayv mivyaitzam, you take out at least a shear of a droigus, a dried out date. Aber kamoli pigadi, light. You take out a smaller shear. What a pigadi, the mouth of a gadi, you will be putter. The lachim lechatl gadi. When they're still wet, they're not ready for gadi yet. The gadiim only eat when it's dried out. When it's wet still, when it's fresh, then it's only oimed for an odin, teeth not for gadi. So you need a shear of an odin. Mashenkin Yveshim, once these dry out, the onions or the garlic dries up, then kamala to gadi. Then it's only to give it to a gadi tea. Then you go bust the shear, how much you fill up a mouth of a gadi. Each one has its own shear, how much you have to take out to Machayim for Shabbos. Let's you take out a chatzi pi poro of the first one of the tevin. That's pi poro. You take out a chatzi pi poro. If they got a chatzi eitzo of pi gomel, so we're not mitzarf one shear with the other shear. As very mitzarf from zim zim, mifnei shloish shavu b'shirayim. Since each one has its own shear, hey, for tevin regular shura, you have to have a mouthful of a cow. For eitzo, we'll soon see what that is. Other type of shura, you need kamoli pi gomel. You need a mouthful of a camel, which is a bigger shear. So you can't be mitzarf one with the other. But we'll see in the Gemara, it's only the chumra, it's only the chumra you can't do it, but the chumra you could. There is something that has a smaller shear could even start with something that has a bigger shear to be matched on the bigger shear one. Because if it's a smaller shear, the pshat is more chashuv. So the more chashuv a thing can add up to fill up the bigger shear. We don't see in the Gemara. But the other way, a bigger shear can't fill up a smaller shear one. That's aim at starfim. Because if it's a smaller shear, then it's a more chashuv a thing. So only this thing is chashuv to have such a small shear. From the other thing, you need a bigger shear, so that bigger shear can't be maskim to smaller shear. So the more my eitzah. What's the middle case? If the tevin, if the shura says eitzah, was that you fill up the mouth of a camel? That camel eats eitzah. What is eitzah? Omer of Yehuda, tevin shomina kitnis. It's shura that comes out of mina kitnis. Different type of beans, peas, different type of beans. So that type of shura, it's not edible for cow. A cow doesn't eat it. Now who eats it is a camel. Therefore, you have to take out a bigger shear on Shabbos, a camel's mouthful. The Gemara Kiyosi Rabdimi Omar Hamoitzi Tevin Kamali Pipara. If somebody takes out straw, which is edible for a pipara, a pura regular cow eats the straw. So what's the chosh of a shear to Mechayi Mediraita? If you carry out a pipara, but here instead of giving this like handful to the pura, he gave it to the camel, Lugamel. Is he chayiv or not? So he says, this handful he gave to the camel doesn't satisfy the camel. Because the camel has a bigger mouthful. So you're only taking out the mouthful, that a handful that would fill a pipara, you're giving it to a camel. Are you chayiv or not? So the have meaning of this is a machlokes. According to everybody who says you're chayiv. Why are you chayiv? Because the Matthias took out a shear. You took out a cluster of a shear. You have strua. That's enough to feed a pura, which is a chosh of a thing. Puras eat straw. So he took out a chosh of a shear straw. Tavad yichayim. What do I care now? You're going to give it to the camel. So what? But the ma'isa pura could eat it. It's like the first mishnah. It's called hakoshelat niyah. People hide this shear of a pipara because it's usable to give a pipara. So even though you decide not to give it to a camel, so what? So yichayim. Reshlokish amapote. Has been not the same reshlokish. They're shooting by Lokash amapote. Not to have a meaning. But more be urter at night, Om Rabbi Yechon Hofi. This is what Rabbi Yechon said. At night time you said Yechayiv. We take out the shear of a pipara, of tevin, which is roi for piparam, but instead you give it to a camel. So he said Yechayiv. Let's suffer in the morning, after he slept in the morning, got up. Hoda day, Rabbi Yechon was crazy and said, no, you put him. Even though he carried out a pipara, he carried out a chosh of a shear of strua, but since you didn't give it to the cow, you gave it to the camel, you put, you didn't give enough of a shear for a camel. That's the Havanim. So the Ma'amar Rabbi Yosef, Shatter Oved the Hadar. It's very good when Rabbi Yechonim was Chayzer. So Lechaz in the Gamal, it's the Svar, why now you should be Potter? Because the Mitzvah, this Pipara, this handful, you took out of Shruam, true it's Roy for the cow, but it's not Roy for the camel. For the camel, you didn't take out enough of a shear. It's not cool, you took out like lunch, you didn't give him a meal. So therefore you Potter. Omalai Abayez, at the Abayez, Tariq, the Svar, Tumfakir, Adar Rabbah, Kedimikorim Estavrim, Avada the svar is not the maskonam, like Rabbi Yechon first said. The svar is kedimikon, like I said at the beginning. The Achotim Aparah. And the Metzias, you're carrying out now a handful of straw. Now this straw is a choshava thing, because you could feed it to a cow, and a cow is oimetidit, and it's a choshava, it's like a suda for him. So that's the first Mishnah. People hide this, people care about it, because it's a piparam, it's a mouthful of straw that you could give your cow. Why do I care now you take it out and give it to your camel? So what? But it's something that's choshava in the eyes of people, I've had yechai for that. And that's the maskona. That the more Ella, the pshat from the machlekes of Yechon HaShlakish, is different. Ella ki yasi ravin. Omar, he said like this. Hamoitzi teven kemole pipara legomol. If you take out the size of a pipara, that means straw, enough to fill up the mouth of a cow, even though you're giving it not to the camel, avad the kuliyamol e pigi de chayiv. Everybody's masking your chayiv. Because you carried out a choshava thing, it's a choshava suda, it's a meal for the para. Even though you're giving it to the camel, but it's something chashiv, if you take it out, people hide this now. So everybody's masking your chayiv on Shabbos. Keep pligi with the machlekes of Yechon HaShlakish, poof, I care. The moitzi eitzah. He's taking out the next thing in the Mishnah. The eitzah, that's the Gemara said, that's the straw of kashin, of kitnias, of beans. The stalks of the beans. So the straw that comes off the beans, that is not roi for para. A para doesn't eat it. Now, claim it for camel. A camel eats this type of straw that comes out of the beans. Therefore, the Mishnah says, what's the choshev shirim of the straw from beans? Enough to feed a camel. Because the camel eats it. Now, shenken, a smaller shear that you feed a parah, since usually people don't feed a parah, the Mishnah is mashmi yipotah. So here the shalav is, ki pligi b'moitzi eitzah, you took out the straw made from kidneys from beans, kemole pipara, a smaller shear, only the size to fill up a cow's mouth, and the parah. You didn't take it out for the camel, but you decide to give your parah this suda. There's the shalom. The maisa, since you're feeding your parah, it's the chash of a shear. This is a mouthful for a cow. It'll fill up the cow. The reason why the Mishnah says the shear of a camel, because usually people don't feed their cows this straw made from cow. They'll fill up the cow. The reason why the Mishnah says the shear of a camel, because usually people don't feed their cows this straw made from kashinim, from kidneys, beans. They usually feed their camel. So usually, who cares about the shear? Somebody that feeds his camel, he needs a bigger shear then. But this person changed his mind. He decided to give his poro, his own cow, to feed him with this straw made from beans. So now you're taking out the shear to feed your poro, you chayiv not. The yipchitman, pumfakert is a shittis. We have Yechon Nama Potter. If Yechon tells him such a case, you potter. Is even though you're giving this straw to eat to your parah, and it's a chosh of a shear to give a parah, we'll soon see parahs don't eat this straw. So it's called achila, they are chak, lo yishim achila. Resh Lakish Shama Chayim. Rashi says, no. The Mitzvah is you now taking this thing for your cow. For your cow, it's a chosh of a sudum, therefore you're chayim. So the Mara of Yechon Nama Potter, achila, they are chak, lo yishim achila. True. You're taking out this small handful to give your cow. For your cow, it's enough of a shear. But the mice, it's not food for a cow. Your cow is eating it. It's called achila de'atchak. That's lo shem achila. It's like vatel bayit eitzakolodim. It's not called a chashu v'itzorim. Therefore, you put them. There's not the shem achayiv name. Achila de'atchak, shem achila. The mice say you're feeding your cow. And the frat, the cow's a cow. What do you care if he eats a de'atchak or not? Like, not a person, you have to give him the best food. So Abi, the cow is eating, you're happy. So mice, your cow, you're popping yourself. You don't have to give your cow a suda tonight. So Meli Yaitza.
Rashi, Amoitzi Tevin Kamala Tipora. Vohoitzi Yoy Leachimo. You took it out to feed it legomo to your camel. Shepi gomo godra pipora. That the mouth of the camel is a bigger shear than a pora. Vohoza le pipora. Hilka shear choshevu. Since you took out regular straw that's edible by a pora, and you took out the shear of a pora, Savad Yechai. You took it out to feed it legomo to your camel. Shepi gomo god le pipora. That the mouth of the camel is a bigger shear than a pora. Since you took out regular straw, that's edible by a poro, and you took out the shear of a poro, savat yechayiv, it's a chosh of a shear. L'chol mishiyatzienu, le'pok a shear of a hachi. Whoever takes out, it doesn't take out less than the shear. So it's called a chosh of a thing. Shashi dechayiv, the ika shear of the chos l'poro. It's a... B'shinas chos l'poro. Hilka koshalat nihu or matin kamo. People hide it like this year, it's a koshra thing. Eitzo jrashi lechoz lepora. Eitzo, that's the straw that comes out of the beans that usually don't feed the cow. Ela deyatchak, only if you force them to eat it. Ela legomel, usually it's aim to give a camel. The chud chazi. Vizel itzi lepora is a vichonam apote do legomel the chazi le lekishurit. For a regular camel that usually eats it, you didn't take out enough. It's not kosher for camel. Vi mishum the tzarach poro itzi. Why now you took it out to give your cow? And to feed your cow, you have enough, a handful of achila. That's not called an achila. It's not a chosher b'haytzah. You can't shatz it up with the shear of a poro. You have to go bust with the shear of a camel. And for a camel, what you took out is too small. You aim it's done. That's what I see. So here by says Rambam paskins the chumra like Rish Lakish. If you take out this food to give the poro, even though it's only on the chil there, chach shmei achila. Right. Omer kamole kipitle. Mishnah then said, take out Omer. Omer Rashi said that was the shibolim, that was the koshen shel shibolim, that was the shaft of the stalks. You take it out, so a tle eats that. So Omer, the Mishnah says the shear. Kamale pitle. So it's more of a Tanya, I will learn to Gregus. How much Omer, how much of these stalks do you have to take out the size of a dried out date? And Dumar Nechnami, Idivid Yechadashiru. It's no stiro. They're both the same shear. They're both the shear of a dried out date. Omer, Kamale pitle, and Gregus the same shear. Fight Ole Shum, Viole Bitsolim, Lachim, if it's still wet, still fresh, then it's Gregus. Then people eat this onions and garlic. So you need the shear of a gregus, not the shear for nodim. The yaveshim, once they're dried out, kamole piagdi. You need a smaller shear. How much you give the young gadis, because they eat it. Right, the v'yem, starf in the Mishnah says, zeim zeh, v'nei shleshav v'shirayim. Since they're different shiurim, you can't take out half for this shear and half for that shear to put them together, because they have different shiurim. So the Mara Amar Rabbi Yisir Rabbi Chanina, eim mitstarf in the chomesh abhem. The tzirv doesn't apply to a chomesh abhem. That means something, a chomer means something that has a bigger shear. Something that has a bigger shear can't be mitzdarf to make up the smaller shear. Avo mitzdarf from the kal shabhem. The other way it does help. If you have something that has a smaller shear, it's a chosh of a thing. So you have then something else that has the bigger shear, half of the bigger shear. If you'll take this smaller shear and equal it to finish up the bigger shear, that would be mitzdarf. Because the smaller thing is, the more chosh of it is. So rather, it can be mashed from the bigger shear. Let's see Rashi. Ein mitzdarf in the Rashi lechomer lechomer shebhem. Mi sheshiure gadol, something has a bigger shear, like a gregris, like the wet onions that are raw and fermented. It's need a bigger shear of a gregris. Heavy cow, that's called easier. The ein mitzdarf lashtem shear shechomer, and it's not choshev not to mashtem the shear something that's chomer. Moshel, the dried out ones. The dried out onions, that's even a smaller shear of a pig gedi. Because it's not roy for nodim, it's only for gedi. So if you take a wet onion, it won't be mashed in the shear of a dried out onion. Dole choshev kiyahu. Avalachoshev mashed the metakal. The other way here, the dried out onion, since that's a smaller shear, that will be mashed from the bigger shear of the gregarious of a wet onion. So if you have a half of a gregarious of a wet onion, and now you want to be mashed from another half of a gregarious from a dried out onion, that would be good. Because dried out onions have a smaller shear to start out with. It's roy for gedi. So that smaller shear can be mashed from the bigger shear. Like a shear tevim starfin eitzah, lashtem pi gomel. The eitzah though aim starfin in my tevim hashtem mole pi poro. Because that's a smaller shear. So something that has a bigger shear can't be mashed from the smaller shear. Because this substance needs more. so he can't fill up that smaller shear. But something that has a smaller shear, its substance that size fills up the bigger shear. So that way it could fill it up. For the Gemara, is it true? We're saying now, that's what the Mishnah says, not mitzarf only means one way. Just the bigger one can't be mitzarf the smaller shear. But a smaller shear could be mitzarf a bigger shear. For the Gemara, is that true? That even a smaller one could be mitzarf a bigger shear. The kashri is they have different shiurim. And something that has different shiurim can't put one and one together. It can't put the two together. Even something that has a smaller shear, the dried out onions, can't be mashed from the bigger shear of the wet onions. Why? Because they have different shearim. The Yotanan we learned, Habeged Gimel Agimel, Habeged Achoshev Shear to Mekabel Tumas Medrash of Azav, means Azav sits, or he's Medrash, he sleeps. On a Beged, he's Matamadat Beged. Rashi Gimel Agimel, Le Tumas Medrash Azav. When a Zav is sitting on this Beged, anything he sits, anything he's medrash on, he's doras on, he steps on, he gives it tumas avatuma. So a Beged is a sheer gimel agimel tzvachim. The asak, that's made of, that's a sack, that needs dollar, the bigger sheer. The or skin, even is a bigger sheer, that's hey al hey, it has to be five tzvachim at five tzvachim. Mafet, that's a mat, that's vavavav. Each one has a different shear, it's a different type of a beged, and needs a different shear, a chush of a beged, to be makabel, the stumis of a medrash. But Tony Allah, we learned on this, ha beged v'yasak. If you want to be mistarf, half of a shear of a beged, and half of a shear of a sack, or else ha sack v'or. You have the size of a sack and the size of an or. Half of a sack, half of an or. Or v'yamafetz, half of a shear of an or, and half of a mafetz. Is mistarf from zim zim. The arm and tariff to Makamu Tumma together. You have half of an or and half of a mappet, so together you have the shear of an or, it's mistarf together. So what's Shvelachur? It's good, it's a raya, it could be mistarf. The kasha is from here. The Yom Rab Shimin, my tam. Shimin has said explanation. Why is it mistarf? Masha Minastam, since they have different shear, it should not be mistarf together. The dafka over here is mistarf. The Yom Rab Shimin, my tam. So the Mithnei Shiruyin, Litam, and Moshe. Because Nagaya to Moshe, if the Zav will not be Doris, not like step on it or sleep on it, he would not be sitting on it, Tumas Moshe, they're all Roy together. So since for Tumas Moshe, they all have the exact same shear, and the Roy to Mitzdarif, that's why they can Mitzdarif even for Tumas Medrash. So it's a Raya, it's a Diyak time of the Roy and Tumas Moshe. Why do we say these different things are Mitzdarif? Because they could get together for Tumas Moshe, I'll call upon them. That's why now for Tumas Medrash, they could also be put together. Avalein Roy Tommy Moshe. But if they couldn't be put together at all, if they have no common denominator, they have no tumma, that they have equal shiurim, you can't put the different shiurim together. Like you can't be mistaken different shiurim together. That's the kasha. Here we're saying you could put the different shiurim together. But putting the shiur of a mole pi tle to mole pi gomel, you could make the two shiurim meet. So Rashi, hasak. Rashi Abeged the Asak Mitzdarfin. Shabeged, the smallest shear, mashlim shear asak. That could fill up the shear of the sack when he's the biggest shear. Sack also minutza shalizim. The sack is usually made from the hair of goats. The Yamnu of Shimon, my time is starfin, what's the svara? Why even a smaller shear helps to fill up a bigger shear? Like we're saying, Pasha does help. Here Shimon says, no, it doesn't help all over Stamazoi. It helps only here for a special reason. My time. Hoy lo ruin lo tani moshe im tsiref mishnayim yachid le tlei mar dar shachamor. Moshe means the muscle on the donkey, you have the saddle. So the Zav sits on top of the saddle, that's a Tumas Moshe, he's Matamrit. Now let's say for the saddle, you make it up out of two patches. You put a patch of skin and a patch of begit. Kishyurul in your Moshe v'azav, im kotsa mishnayim ihem, v'tiken tefach ha-tefach le-shevolov, Helemaisa, all you need for Moshav, for a saddle, is a tefach and a tefach. If you have the size of a saddle, tefach, that's Makamal Tumas Moshav. Now, this saddle could be made up of a few things. It could be made up of skin, of beged, of sack, and of mafetz. So, and then if the Zav sits on this saddle, is Matamal Yavatumah B'Moshav Azav. The Zav makes the Navatumah. The Tanya, HaMikzoi Mikulam Tefach Tefach, if you cut out, put patches together of different material. But now the mice hold the material together, equals to a tefach on a tefach, 4 inches by 4 inches, is Tomei Moshe.
by a Zav sits on it now, it has too much Moshe. There's no difference in the Shir Moshe. As anything a Zav is sitting on top of, as long as it's a Tefach, by Tefach, that's a Chosh of a Begin. When a Zav sits on top of it, he's Matamrit. The Armina time of Parakamo de Sukha, Hoyo Veroya Litloit Agabi Chamor, Shayna Makbadimu Mishleminim. That when somebody rides on a donkey, he has a saddle, he's not makbad for what the saddle is made out of. Is it made out of skin? Is it made out of beged? Is it made out of a mappets? So therefore, the Romans start together. Look of Shimon and Svara, that's why now, if you want to have a shear of Tumas Medrash, where that's something you sleep on, the other Zav is usually makbid. A makbid to sleep only on skin, only on a beged, there is makbid. So then you need a chosh of a shear beged. Either you have to have, we have dalar adalar, gimel gimel, hail hey, vayavot. So that's the reason why you can starve a smaller shear to a bigger shear. Hey, the beged, which you need gimel gimel, that can be starved to a sack. As if you have a sack that's dalit based tvachim or based tvachim, so you're missing another based tvachim. So you can take a beggar now, base and base, and put it together with the sack. Because the beggar is a smaller shear, it's more choshim. It can be matched on the shear. Why? Because it has a common denominator, to get the tumas moish of the equal. So you see, since at one point they're equal, now you can put the two together. But Hashem can buy us the chur with no place on the equal. Here you want to take out straw, that's royi for a porum. And you want to give it to a camel. They always have different shurim. What's roi for a camel, not roi for a gomel. Here they always have different shurim. So why are they yim et starf? Amarov, it's no teres. Rokasha, Amarov, hochi nami chaz yiludugma. Here sometimes also it's roi. It's roi ludugma.